The design includes green space, one-way bus lanes, and even some additional parking, all changes that city staff say will keep pedestrians safer. The plan also factors in expansions to both Kettleson Memorial Library and Centennial Hall. The design is the result of multiple public meetings and the work of a feasibility committee that met with the different users of the area, everyone from tour guides to the Sitka Summer Music Festival to groups who regularly hold meetings inside Centennial Hall.
Did everybody get everything they wanted? No.
Fred Reeder is a member of the feasibility committee.
But it was our intent to accommodate the library in its current form or in an expanded form. So with this plan, if the library stays the same, this works. If it changes, it works.
The overall idea behind the plan is to develop a better experience for cruise passengers. Paul Volkers is president of MRV Architects in Juneau, the firm that came up with the design.
Right now, I think it's no mystery to people that the area right outside of the room where we're meeting is where the lighter folks disembark, and you're not met by anything.
Under the concept presented Tuesday night, that would change. The area would be closed to vehicles on cruise ship days and closed forever to boat trailers. Municipal engineer Stephen Weatherman says the ramp could still be used for kayaks and for loading cargo onto boats already in the water. Weatherman says alternatives do exist for a new ramp. There's a possibility of building one at Sealing Cove or at Eagle Way along Sawmill Creek Road or even at the UAS ramp. The UAS ramp is not currently sloped properly for trailer launching, but Weatherman says it could be developed. The price tag for updating the parking lot and the landscaping is about $1.8 million. When you factor in renovations to Centennial Hall and a possible expansion to the Sitka Historical Museum, it's about $12 million. Assemblymember Tor Christensen had questions about the money.
When was the decision made to allocate all the marine passenger fee funding to this? Because as I see it, there's absolutely no point if we pass this and going on to the first item on our agenda, because this sucks up the next 6 years minimum.
Sitka Public Works Director Michael Harmon says the money is not committed and that he's simply telling the Assembly the project is eligible for funding. The project already has more than $6 million in state grants behind it, and Harmon said the city is asking for another $4 million in its legislative priorities this year. Harmon says his purpose for presenting the plan to the Assembly now is to keep them in the loop. If Assembly members approve the plan, Harmon says work will continue on finalizing the design. The idea is to avoid expensive work now that could be rejected later. Should the project get the final green light sometime in the future, money would come from a tax the state imposes on cruise ship passengers. The money, which is sent back to municipalities, must be applied to things that benefit the passengers. Mayor Cheryl Westover says that's good for everyone.
This is our building, and we're just going to share it for a few months, and those people we're sharing it with are paying for it. So I think it's a great win-win.
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett called the feasibility committee's work an example of good public process.
I heard grumbling from people, and this, that, and the other thing isn't being done, and blah, 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 a lot of grumbling. And as the process went on, the grumbling subsided, and I think that people are all around pretty well satisfied. At least the people who are aware of what's going on here are well satisfied with it, and that is the outcome of a good process. So thanks for sticking with it.
Fred Reeder on the feasibility committee said the plan before the Assembly is the best attempt possible at accommodating all of those who gave their input.
And I can tell you, if you tweak this, you cause all kinds of other problems. We've been through them all. And there'll be another. So this is the best you could hope for.
The plans are on the agenda when the Assembly continues its regular meeting Thursday at 6 p.m. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.